optimism for the future despite the setbacks of 2009. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us. Today, we're going to bring you comments from two people in aviation who are optimistic about 2010 and enthusiastic about the future in general. First, Piper Aircraft President and CEO Kevin Gould, who spoke in December with ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell about his announcement that Piper will increase production 50% in 2010.
Right now, we are planning on increasing our rate of production next year by over 50% above what it is in 2009.
You're talking about a 50% production increase for 10?
We are. We've got a pretty broad product range, and some of the models we see picking up a lot of volume next year. And, of course, you know, we're going to reserve the right to adjust the make mid-course corrections on the production rate as we go along. But overall, we think that 2010 is showing some promising signs.
I'll have to tell you, if Piper isn't the pivotal example of slow and steady wins a race, who is?
Yeah, we were very conservative when we saw the recession kind of taking grip. We really dialed the production rates down quickly, and it helped us a lot. We never did end up with a lot of airplanes on our ramp. There were a couple weeks when we had a few extra, but nothing we couldn't manage our way through. And right now, there's none. There's no unsold inventory, so that's we feel it's a good position to be in, and we're very fortunate to be there.
Well, what are you going to be your star airframes for 2010?
You know, I think that we'll continue to have good luck in the PA-46 line, which is the Matrix, the Mirage, and the Meridian. But I also think that we're going to see a resurgence down in our smaller, the Cherokee family of airplanes, particularly the Seneca. We've been getting a lot of interest in that, internationally, of course. And then on the trainer airplanes, the Warrior and the Seminole, there's a lot of flight schools that need airplanes, and we're getting a lot of interest there.
With the Piper jets getting to a point now where numbers are getting solidified, and more important, the numbers are continuing to look good. And then, of course, with certain issues about stability augmentation and so forth being set by the wayside, I would assume now is the time to really start selling this airframe, even above and beyond the 200 airframes that are committed so far.
Yeah, that's very true. And there's a couple things that we need to kind of sort out in the public eye. First of all, the Piper jet has been mischaracterized in some corners as a personal jet, being lumped with some of the smaller single-engine jets. It's not. From a performance standpoint, from a value standpoint, it's with the other very light jets, and I think it's going to perform very well in that competitive segment. That's a segment that seems to be growing. What's happened over the last 18 months with a lot of aircraft segments kind of on the downward turn, the very light jets have, and the folks that are selling into that segment now are doing very well. And so we look forward, and we think that that's going to be a real, real sharp airplane.
With the turbulence that's going on among manufacturers right now of the high-performance single-engine piston market, are there opportunities there where Piper might decide to fill in the blanks?
You know, we've looked at that, and on one hand, it looks like a pretty neat segment. On the other hand, there's some good airplanes duking it out there, and I'm not sure that adding a third or fourth to the mix would be the right move.
How about the low end? There were rumors circulated over the last couple of months that Piper is actually looking at the LSA market a little bit. Any chance of that?
You know, I get asked that question quite a bit, and I can't say too much other than we are looking at all sorts of opportunities to fill in our product line, and some of them are down at the bottom end of the line. That's true.
Although there's certainly a lot to be said for the fact that Piper's already out there in regards to all the replicubs that are out there.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. But we think there's some opportunities down at the low end, and we think there's some other opportunities throughout our product line, too. So more to come on that.
Well, this is one of the things I have to ask, and obviously you're probably not ready to tip your hat, but you did mention that you're looking at expanding the product line. Where might that be?
I don't mean to be coy, but it could be in all sorts of places up and down the product line. And Piperjet is not necessarily the top of the line for us.
In a moment, a company that made its name in paper looks ahead to fewer dead trees. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt. In the 20th century, Jeppesen grew from origins in a founder's personal notebook to a generator of billions of pages of charts and instructional materials. In the 21st century, the company, now a subsidiary of Boeing, is working to lead the move from paper into electronic chart services. At NBAA 2009, ANN's Jim Campbell got some background from Jeppesen President and CEO Mark Van Tine.
If you look, this year we're going to print 1.1 billion charts, down from a peak of 2.5 billion charts. That's a lot of paper. And if you look at the amount of time and effort and energy that our customers spend in updating these paper charts, moving to electronic is a natural way for us to get information to them quicker and more accurately and take away all that labor, but then providing this electronic access to information as they need it. We're excited about that, from electronic flight bag to our content being integrated into a number of the different avionics systems.
What is the future for all this?
Well, if you visit us at Jeppesen, you'll see that we have a tremendous amount of infrastructure surrounding building an image and delivering an image to our customers. Where we're really going is to a data-driven world that will deliver to you a database. And from that database, the information will be rendered, the graphic will be rendered on the fly in the airplane. When that happens, we can move to a seamless chart. So instead of having the airport diagram, a departure chart, an interior chart, an arrival chart, approach chart, and then another diagram, it'll be the airplane knows where it is based on the GPS signal. And so we'll change that chart at different phases of flight so it becomes completely seamless. Certainly we'll give the pilot the ability to plan ahead and look ahead at what's coming, but all that will get rendered out of a database as it's being shown. And of course, once it's in a database, we can update it in more real time. And I think that's really an important capability that adds better, more situation awareness, and it allows us eventually to get rid of notices to airmen.
Where do EFBs need to mature? What standards need to be set for them to truly reach your vision of something that is workable for the entire community?
Well, again, it comes back to this data-driven world and then the recognition that electronic flight bags are really supplemental devices. They create situation awareness. They're not for primary navigation. There's plenty of avionics and capabilities there. And so part of this is helping the regulators appreciate how it's going to be used. And a big part of that is designing these systems and the applications around ease of use. The human-machine interface has to be understandable, intuitive, easy to use is crucial to the acceptance and by the regulators and by the pilots who are going to use these tools to help fly safer.
What's on the horizon for JEP right now? What technologies excite you? Where do you think you're going to be distinguishing yourself in 2010 and beyond?
Well, again, it's around data-driven and real-time delivery. We're focused on delivering that digital data, aggregating information that traditionally may not have been produced by Jeppesen, but as we integrate these applications together, both on the ground and in the air, it's providing all the information from in one database or a subset of databases that can be used. Real time is, I think, an important challenge for the industry. How do we get that information, that last mile, that last kilometer between the ground and the airplane, is coming. Those pipes are there, but the bandwidth is important, and then embedding this technology in a way that's intuitive. It has to be graphical, it has to be in color, it has to be present information when the pilot needs it and take it away when they don't need it, and it has to reduce pilot workload. And so we're very focused in those areas in building applications and supplying the content that supports those applications in the cockpit.
I think we heard enough doom and gloom during 2009. I thought you might appreciate some relief. Mark Van Tine is President and CEO of Jeppesen. Find out more at www.jeppesen.com. Kevin Gould is the President and CEO of Piper Aircraft. His company's website is found at piper.com. Jim Campbell is ANN's CEO and Editor-in-Chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.